Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, February 4th, 2010. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We've got a beautiful but very cold day here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where we live. Once again, it's a joy to share a brief perspective from God's Word. Our intent in preparing these messages is to encourage others as well as instruct in the Bible. Now, today's message begins with a football illustration, which may not be appealing to all. I can't, obviously, as in written text, urge you to scan down to the part where we get into the Bible, but it will be coming here in the verbal as well. Today's message is titled, Long Snappers. Listen as Brooksine reads the biblical text from Romans 12, verse 6.
We have different gifts according to the grace given us.
The title of today's encouragement may lead many people to believe I'm going to write something about turtles. Well, that's not true. Non-football fans who are reading the message may elect to skip the illustrated part of today's encouragement. Go right down to the last four paragraphs. But of course, as a listener, that's pretty hard to know where that would be. Well, I certainly don't mind readers skipping out on a sports or other illustration, but we certainly especially hope the biblical exposition parts of our messages are read and listened to. Those of us who enjoy football look forward to this weekend where we have opportunity to root for our favorite team during the Super Bowl. Well, actually, I don't necessarily have a favorite team in this year's football Super Bowl, but I'll still be watching it. Now, if I were to ask even nominal football fans, and that's what I kind of am with either team being a favorite of mine, who are the quarterbacks for each team? I could answer that. It's Drew Brees for the New Orleans Saints, and it's, oh my, I know his name, and I can't think about it right now, but I certainly know who he is. He has a brother that plays for the New York Giants. But the quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts, and boy, talk about a senior moment. I had one, and that's one of the most famous quarterbacks in football right now. Well, many avid fans could also name other star players as well. But what if I asked, who is the long snapper for each team? Well, very few could tell me, and many would say, long snapper, what's that? Well, that's a position that's just not very prominent on a football team, but nevertheless, very important. You see, the long snapper is the player who snaps the football, that's similar to a hike, on the special team for point after attempts, field goals, and punts. Since many games, the score is close, their skill in snapping the ball accurately into the hands of the holder is critically important. And that's true for all three. Sometimes games are just won by a single point, but so often a field goal is critical. Games have been lost due to the long snapper error. Several years ago, in fact, there was a bad snap, and boy, that man got a lot of attention. And they're also won because of his proficiency, although he scarcely gets much credit when that's the case. Consider how many times you stood around the water cooler with your fellow employees the morning after a big game and discussed the athletic ability of the long snappers.
Well, it's that way in the body of Christ. The Bible says we have different gifts. Some have gifts that are prominent, like famous preachers, singers, authors, etc. They're like the quarterbacks of God's kingdom. We tend to value these gifts and often hold these people in high esteem since they're most prominent in God's kingdom work. And I am indeed thankful for prominent members of the body whom God has blessed mightily with certain gifts.
But most of us have gifts that are less prominent. Only a tiny, tiny percentage of the church even knows who we are. We're thankful for our internet ministry, and we're grateful that we feel there are many that find value in what we write, or in the case of the podcast, but it's a tiny, tiny, tiny percentage of the church. Now, we're kind of like long snappers, who most people don't pay a lot of attention to. But every one of us have gifts we are called to use to advance God's kingdom.
Matthew Henry further elaborates on this thought long before there was football, and I quote him, "In the spiritual body, some are fitted for and called to one sort of work, others for another sort of work. We are to do all the good we can, one to another, and for the common benefit. If we duly thought about the powers we have and how far we fail properly to improve them, it would humble us. But as we must not be proud of our talents, so we must take heed lest, under a pretense of humility and self-denial, we are slothful in laying out ourselves for the good of others. We must not say, I am nothing, therefore I will sit still and do nothing. Well, I am nothing in myself, and therefore I will lay out myself to the utmost in the strength of the grace of Christ. Whatever our gifts or situations may be, let us try to employ ourselves humbly, diligently, cheerfully, and in simplicity, not seeking our own credit or profit, but the good of many for this world and that which is to come.
All believers are part of the greatest team in the ultimate contest, far, far, infinitely greater than the Super Bowl. And every contribution makes a difference. We'll see how it all fits together much more clearly when we reach the other side. Appreciate what God is doing in you as He develops by His grace, as He grows and you use the gifts He has bestowed upon you.
Let's pray together. Father, we recognize and thank you that little is much when you are in it. Your grace is measured out to us in the gifts you develop in our lives. Help us not to bemoan or draw comparisons with the gift you've entrusted to us, for that would bring about resentment and jealousy. Instead, we want to cultivate our gifting and bring glory to your name as we also edify the body of Christ. Help us not to look to the gift, but to you, the giver of all good things. Anything we accomplish in this life as a result of your empowering, enabling us to carry it out. And so we do that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today for our Daily Encouragement Net podcast. We are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. That's just all run together, dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we are prepared for Thursday, February 4th, 2010. We do have several photos on the site today. A non-theme related photo I took yesterday of a walk on the trail across from our home when there was still snow. Now, the snow melted off pretty quick for the most part, but beautiful taking a walk on a beautiful trail in snow. Also have a photo up today of a friend of mine. We may see Mike today. Mike Stillman is a friend of both of ours, in fact. He and his wife, Michelle. Mike played on the Penn State football team back in the 80s, and he was a long snapper and actually was on a NCAA national championship team. Very few can claim that. We actually have a link to Mike's testimony as well. He's a Christian business owner here in Lancaster County. Several songs we recommend today. One, Brooke Seen, just toward the very end of the message, I think probably when she was writing her prayer, shared a song that we actually sang following our prayer meeting last night. And that is, Little Is Much When God Is In It. And I found a nice version online, a video by the Ernie Haas and Signature Sound, kind of a gospel group. And also recommend a song, this time by Casting Crowns, called If We Are the Body. It's a video. And then one great hymn that we enjoy singing, We Are God's People. Well, again, thank you for joining us today, and realize that what you do for Christ as you use your gifts that He has graciously bestowed upon you is not insignificant. Have a blessed day and continue to realize little is much when God is in it.